Hello, is that Rachel?
Hello.
Hi, is that Rachel?
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, it's Rachel. Sorry? It's Francesca calling from INS Law about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to talk? It's Francesca from INS Law about the Scottish Redress Scheme application. Yeah, is now a good time to talk?
Yes.
Yeah, no problem. So before we begin, I just need to take some details for data protection, okay? So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Sorry, yeah. It's Rachel Fraser, R-A-C-H-A-E-L.
And were you ever known by any other names? So whilst you were in K or marriage or prior, anything like that?
No.
No?
Well,
and your... No.
My first name was spelt different. It was E-L when I was younger.
What was it? R-A-C-H-E-L?
Yeah.
Okay. And your date of birth?
27/1/92.
January 7th.
Yeah.
And I've got your address down here. It's 50 Malvern Avenue.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Perfect. So, and are you registered with a GP at the moment that I'd be able to take the name of?
Yeah, I'm registered with the, now it's Cos Lane, Dr. Sidwell. That's C-O-S-Lane.
Perfect. And I've got your mother's name as Susan Fraser and your father as Roy Fisher, is that right?
Yes,
perfect. Would you just be able to confirm your postcode for me for data protection?
It's Kilo Yankee 7, that's Kel Romeo.
What was the last part of it, sorry?
Six Hotel Romeo.
Hotel?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, see, I appreciate the discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult to set in. So, please take your time during the call, okay? And if you need any explanation or need a break or anything, just let me know, okay? So, the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. I'll explain your options. I'll explain how INS Law operates. We'll discuss the funding and fees. And then gather initial information on whether, how, and like if we can assist you. Is that all okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Clay in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. Okay. So just want to make sure you understand all of your options before deciding whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor. Or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. They're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application. Under the government scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not. So we're INS Law, so we do not operate under that statutory scheme, so we don't claim government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So would I just be able to confirm that you've not instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to the redress scheme?
Sorry, could you repeat that again? Would you want?
Have you had any communication with any of the solicitors regarding the redress scheme?
No, I haven't.
No, no problem. Okay. And just to let you know as well, all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes as well, okay?
Okay, document.
So with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. And if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payments. You never pay more than that agreed cap. There's no prior fees or anything like that, okay?
Yeah.
So it's important to make for yourself. So we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So they operate on a discretionary basis, and I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well.
Yeah.
So, do you have any questions so far?
No, carry on.
No problem. So if you decide to instruct us, what we help us, so we assist with your eligibility to apply to the scheme. Then we prepare and submit the initial application, so the one we'll do today with yourself. And then once redress get back to us, then we gather and review all the evidence, and then we'll prepare and submit the final application following a witness statement with yourself. So we do all the correspondence with the scheme. We can advise you on any offer made. We'll explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered. And then if you're unhappy with the outcome, then we can assist you with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So if a redress offer is made, we'll explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. And it is important because accepting an award can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters, okay? So you're never expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And you can also authorise us to begin work while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that? And just so we're able to formally act for you, we'll need proof of identity for verification purposes. So do you have any photographic ID?
No.
So if not, we can accept 3 forms of proof of address. So if you have any letters with your name and address on it, and then it has to be dated in the last 3 months. So it can be a GP letter, a bank statement, like a bank statement you can download online, anything like that, but they'll have to be within 3 months of today. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So we also have a WhatsApp as well, so it's easier for you to send those over on the WhatsApp, so you can just take photos then as well and send them over.
Can you see that last part?
So we have a WhatsApp account as well, so if it's easier for you to send over the letters on this, then you can just take photos and send them quickly on there rather than emailing them. So I'll send you an email regarding all of that, and then you can take a look at that as well. So I'll send that to you now, actually, just so then you've got it. And the WhatsApp number should be on the bottom of the email as well.
Okay.
There we go. So I'll send that over to you now. So just a few more questions. So have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses that you wish to make me aware of?
Yeah, I've got chronic heart failure.
And are you able to provide supporting documents regarding this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So I just need to add it to the file. And in regards to the illness, what stage are you at with it? It's just asking me on the file, that's all. Are you being treated for it at the moment?
So kind of this stage, my heart, kind of at the moment, I just take the 4-6 tablets provided, and it just gives me a better chance of living a bit longer.
Okay. And regarding your application as well, so you can add a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'll be in contact with them. So would you want to add one? You could do this at a later date as well if you wanted.
Sorry, can I add one more time?
So you can add a beneficiary to your application. So if anything was to happen to you, then we can get in contact with them.
Thank you.
Did you want to add one?
No, thanks.
No problem. And have you received any relevant payments? So criminal injuries compensation authorities, anything related to the abuse, any court settlements or any advanced payment scheme payments?
No.
No. And do you have any criminal convictions?
No.
No. And do you have a middle name, sorry?
Yes, Alice.
Alice.
Sorry. Okay. Bad.
So, regarding your case settings now, so would you be able to tell me the names and the area and then the year that you were there, if you can recall?
Right. Just give me a wee minute.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
What year? How old was I? 84. That was it. 84. I would say, Yeah, I would say it was 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah, roughly.
And where were you first placed?
I'm first placed in a husband and wife's house, foster care.
That's okay. And what area was that?
It was Kirkcaldy Temple Hall.
On. Would you be able to spell the area for me, sorry?
It's Kilo Indigo Romeo Kilo Charlie Alpha Lima Delta Yem Yolo.
Thank you. And how long were you in that care for?
Yeah, it was felt like forever being so
Yeah.
young. But I think it was couldn't have been any more than a few weeks, about 7 weeks, 6 weeks. We actually were making complaints to the social worker. So I was with my sister and brother. So
So, why were you first placed there?
pardon?
Why were you first placed into foster care?
Because my mum was an alcoholic and her partner had beaten her up, and by the time we arrived back from school, the ambulance and police were there and social services took us away and made that decision. It
Yes, I
was
imagine that wasn't very nice to go home to, is it?
Not at all. It didn't help, but they were.
So you were taken with your brother and sister?
Yes, my big brother and sister also were there.
So you're the youngest?
And the youngest,
Yeah.
yeah, they've got they've got situations in life that's not, yeah, they're irrational, so we'll leave them out of it.
Yeah. And then regarding your time there, would you be able to, so is that the only case setting you're placed in, or were there others?
No, so after they eventually listened and heard that we wanted to leave, I'm gonna I know wanted to leave, the social services put us in another care home in Glenrothes. Brenda was the female's name and George was the man. It was pretty, yeah, it was pretty normal, but I think the way that me and my sisters used to, there's only a year between us, we used to wake up, have nightmares and sleepwalk, and I think that was due to what we're getting treated
Yeah.
like the prior home.
So your time there was okay, did you say? Apart from the, yeah.
Yeah, wait. Okay, I don't know what's going on with me today.
It's okay.
Black and white.
There's something going around at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah,
So was that the the last set and then you were placed in, or were you anywhere else after that one?
We went to one last care home, actually, and the longest one we were in. And it was also Pachuca, I think, on off this. Up just at the very top of the hill from the other two, George and Brenda.
And so another foster care?
Yeah, husband and wife.
And where was that one, sorry?
Glenrothes.
Is it Glenrothes?
Yes, Glenrothes. So GLENROTHES.
Same as the other one, yeah?
Well, it's Patricia. I'll give you that spelling because that's relevant. So there's two of them in weird situations. They were both Patricia, one in the other.
Okay.
The last care home that I just mentioned here in Patricia was 39 Craigieva Drive. That was the address.
And how do I spell that street name, sorry?
So Craigieva, so Craigieva, and then Drive, yes. Yeah. Why is that such a hard one?
It doesn't help that I'm dyslexic either.
Oh, I really.
Yeah, all these Scottish names. I'm like, oh.
A lot of people from like different, you know, they're not from here. They don't either hear it right or they don't want to keep asking.
Yeah.
I thought definitely ask away because it's best spelled right.
I'm Welsh as well, so trying to spell those ones out to people is a nightmare as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've got a phone voice.
So you were in four foster care homes, were you?
Three in total.
So three. Yeah. So yeah. The last one was the 39.
Craigieva Drive, yeah.
In Glenrothes.
Glenrothes.
So, regarding your time at the first foster setting, would you be able to talk me through your time there? Any instance you could recall? How you felt? Anything like that?
So basically, the first foster home is the one with the complaint, and it was a really so me and my sister and my brother. I was 7, she was 8, he would have been 13.
Yeah.
14, yeah. We were all staying in the same room and we had bunk beds, and then my brother was on top bunk and me and Susan topped and tailed at the bottom. But we only had one pillow that we all shared every night, it would change. And if we asked for another pillow or a pillow each, you know, we got punished and locked in the room. They would get told we were heard walking next to the radiator. So I still look out the window, it was under the window.
Yeah.
And it was an area we weren't allowed to go near. I don't know why.
You're the radiator?
Yeah, just look out the window, just where it's at, underneath the typical build. You know, because we were locked in the room, we had literally asked for a pillow and we got punished.
So you weren't allowed to go near the window?
We weren't allowed to go near the window, no. And the reason for that was because of the racket I made when at Rumble 7 to 11 room area, which is right downstairs from her room.
Yeah, and they said that they heard you walking near it.
Yes.
And what did they do or say?
We were just set locked in our room for long and kind of told that we're not getting what we were going to get. We were going to get nice things, but we're not doing that now. You've ruined it. Yeah. And just for this bad. And to be honest, I started with childcare and I worked with kids for 7 years. And it's being aware that what the abuse is and how that, you know, a couple treated us was really bad.
It's full of mental and...
Well, you're a lot emotional, yeah. My brother kept on running away. They would... they'd buy us, clothes for school. Must have been throughout the holidays. And they took it back.
So they took you out of school?
Yeah, they took our school clothes back that they had just bought us for the summer holidays ending, going back to school clothes. You know, made us try all the shoes on, the trousers, our shirts. And then the next thing, they were not getting them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, they were just mean, degrading. And weren't allowed to go in the living room. And if we did, it was because we were alone and it was permission. We weren't allowed to help ourselves with food. We hardly got fed. And my brother used to actually steal food from the fridge. And who the... I just forgot about that, actually, to be honest. And biscuits were found under... Because we swapped the pillow night by night. Biscuit wrappers were found under my sister's side. So she was told she wasn't allowed a pillow now for 2 days. And my brother shouldn't have been in the same room as us. There was no issues that way, but a common thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
was there any physical abuse while you were there?
Physically, it wasn't like major slaps or punches, but it was the grabbing of the arm, the nip on as it was being grabbed, just to make you know that they're serious. Because George is also his name. Margaret was her name, if I remember correctly. You worked at Percordy's swimming pool?
Yeah.
So we used to always have to go. That's where we just got left, up in the cafeteria area. For hours, and just sit there. And I mean, I've forgotten her.
You were made to go to his work and then you were just left alone?
Yeah, basically, yeah. We had the same clothes on when we left that we came in, basically.
Yeah.
That was horrible. The worst kids they've ever had, they said. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, just writing up the statement.
I don't even know if this is something that he's take on.
Yeah, no, it is.
Oh. I know.
So that was the first session. And then once you complained, then you got moved to, was it Brenda and George?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you said your time there was okay.
Yeah.
And why were you moved from there?
The reason we went behind at George's was because they don't usually take 3 fills at one time, they were siblings.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get a contract. And it was temporary, we always knew that. They had their own kids there, they had a big house and
yeah.
A lot of kids going about.
And then, did you suffer any abuse at the last one?
I went to the last one twice when I was 15. I went back. They stopped my contact with my mum.
Would that have been in
2000? And... It would have been 2000, just 2000 actually, because we got sent back home roughly New Year for the millennium. That's when we were little, so yeah. But in 2007 was when I went back. It was that, or it was a residential home, and luckily.
So, with your time in that last one, what did you say they were like?
Sorry.
So in the last setting you were in. What did you experience there?
Pardon?
What did you experience in the last one?
In the last one, when I was older, when I went back, do you mean?
So if anything happened to you the first time you went or the time you went back?
The first time we went, it was probably the best we'd felt cared for.
Yeah.
That was good. It was the second time I went back there. Emotionally, I ran away all the time. Due to the fact that I needed my mum, I loved her. I loved my mum, and they would stop the phone calls to say that, I phoned. I'm fucking not being an extra.
Okay, so they stopped you contacting your mother, so did you say it was like emotional?
Just emotional with her abuse, to be honest, like manipulating, it's just sorry, just checking your story. Sorry.
It's okay, no problem. I'm just writing up those statements. Second, won't be long.
That's important. I should have said that. Pardon me.
So. Just writing up these statements, so I'll just be a couple minutes and then I'll go through then the last part of the application, okay?
Okay,
there we go. So I've just finished up the statements now. So the next part now is to go through the types of applications that we can submit. So there's two applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and that's regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Okay. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and everything we've spoken about today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed payment for you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Say that last part again, please.
So I'd like to pursue the individually assessed payment for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person. So we'll provide the witness statement on your behalf to the scheme, okay?
Okay.
So the... Based on everything somebody sent us, the next step will be for me to send you the contract. So it'll include the client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and then the letter of authority. And then it'll contain then part one and part two, which will have your care settings and the statements in. So you're not, under no pressure obligation to proceed, but if you're happy for me to, I can send those out to you now.
Okay.
So I'll just get those on now. And then... Let me know once you receive the link, then, and I can double check that everything's all working.
Awesome.
So they should come through on email and text message.
Right,
fine.
I'll give you another email address, okay?
Yeah, so I've got one here. It's fraserr325@gmail.com.
Okay. I don't know.
Is that the right one, or is it a different one?
I don't know, I'll give you this one, 2 seconds.
No problem.
Okay. I'll give that email and it's finished. Right. Ooh. Okay. Right. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah? Is it Fraser with a double R on the end?
One more minute. Yes, it's what it says. Romeo Alpha Charlie Hotel Alpha Echo Lima. Foxtrot Romeo Alpha Sierra Echo Romeo Fraser.
So Rachel Fraser.
Yeah.
325.
Also, I think with my name. No, it's just my surname. It's Fraser. Let me check. Let me see. Sorry.
Okay.
Fraser 325. Fraser's got two R's at the end.
Yeah. No problem. There we go. So I've sent the contract to you now. So they should come through on email and text message. And then once you've signed those, and then if you're happy to proceed, I'll get your application and sent over to redress.
Okay, thank you.
So on the link on the bottom of the screen, there'll be a box that says field required. So if you click on that one, it'll take you to all the pages that need a signature. So it's just a tap to sign box, and then you just draw it with your finger.
Okay.
And then once you scroll then all the way down to the bottom, you can tick the little box that says just to prove like your signature is authentic and it's yours. And then you can click submit signatures then, and then they should get sent through to me. And so I'll keep an eye out for those over the next however long it takes. and then I'll let you know then when I send it to redress. Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
And then the email I sent then regarding the letters, so our WhatsApp number should be on the bottom. So then you can just send the photos over to that one. Is that all okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect, okay. Well, I'll keep an eye out for the contracts through over the next hour, and then I'll let you know when it's sent over, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's all good, thank you.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time today, and I'll be back in contact shortly, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay.